This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio.
There's the challenge of getting COVID vaccine. At the same time, there's a new kind of testing for COVID at home, $5 antigen tests. Here's Marketplace's Scott Tong.
Our partners at the BBC in London use quick antigen tests. So I found reporter Vishala Sripathma as she was doing one herself.
So you open your mouth wide and you rub the fabric tip of the swab over both your tonsils. So I'm just going to do that now.
Then she swabs her nose, sticks the swab in a tiny vial of liquid, and drips the solution into a simple plastic device.
So you've got to squeeze very carefully. 2 drops. Okay.
Results in half an hour, at home, for as little as $5. The UK government wants to send these tests nationwide in a testing campaign that began in Liverpool. Mayor Jo Anderson spoke in November to Channel 4 News in the UK.
It's only 3 weeks ago that we had 680 people per 100,000 COVID positive. That is down to below 300. And it means that there's less pressure on our ICU units.
So how does this test work? While lab tests known as PCR look for genetic footprints of virus, antigen tests hunt for proteins in active infections.
It's really a contagiousness test.
Mara Aspinall is professor of biomedical diagnostics at Arizona State. She says antigen tests give speedier results than PCR.
If you take it 15 minutes before you go see a higher risk person, it is highly, highly likely that you are not contagious.
There are trade-offs. Studies find antigen tests do miss some cases picked up by PCR. And a person doing the test at home may not know how to respond to a positive result, says immunologist David Harris at the University of Arizona.
It may induce panic in the individuals that now I'm infected, I'm going to die, and they rush into the already overwhelmed medical system.
He oversees daily antigen testing for the university football and basketball teams.
The only positives we've had on either teams have been coaches.
Workers at factories, supermarkets, and airports also take these tests. And Sergio Carmona, chief medical officer at the Foundation for Innovative New Diagnostics in Geneva, offers more economic possibilities.
For opening schools, opening mines, border crossings where truck drivers would need to deliver goods.
In the U.S. right now, there is no cheap at-home antigen test available without a prescription, though several applications are in the FDA queue. I'm Scott Tong for Marketplace.